You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And welcome back to our podcast, Talk With Us.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome.
Welcome on this beautiful cold day.
It's more like a chilly day.
It feels like it's supposed to feel in November.
Today. I love it, y'all. I love it.
Because the last couple of times been hot. So it feels it's supposed to feel today.
I gotta say, it's feeling more like, you know, the season. You know, because
it's beginning to look a lot.
What,
like,
it ain't Christmas though
winter.
Now.
Winter. No, we're going to say it'll Christmas.
Fall.
Or fall.
It's beginning to feel more like fall time.
Can you break out them jackets?
Chilly winds are blowing. Can we turn a Christmas song into a fall song?
I know,
the,
right?
Maybe keep the same.
I wonder what, do they have do November have a holiday song?
I don't think so.
That's a shame.
I have never heard a fall
Halloween
song.
Halloween got, what you call them song? Halloween song?
Yeah. Like the witches and
goblins. The witches and goblins and the monsters and all the stuff. Yeah,
I remember that. But I don't think the fall time.
Sorry, turkey. I'm sorry, like Thanksgiving. Y'all don't have a song. I'm sorry.
Wow.
We'll have to make up one.
I think I was about to say.
Turkey, put him on a plate. Eat him. We have to make one up.
How about gather around, it's Thanksgiving time for family and friends. Call your mommy, call your daddy if they don't live within your family house, but reach out and tell them that you love them. As after all, it's Thanksgiving. For the time of family loving.
You just made that up?
Yeah.
That's not all right. That sounded all right.
So, yeah, we need a Thanksgiving tune, y'all. Come on, somebody.
So you need to add more lyrics to it, then you can make a song out of that. Yeah, we'll sing it.
Yeah.
We'll sing it for our Thanksgiving.
And then, what if it go viral, though, if I did it?
I know, right?
And be like, the first Thanksgiving song ever.
I know.
But I gotta say, the Pilgrim used to sing.
Yeah, and I thought they had songs. You remember the old, like, holiday cartoon, like, was it, what's that little cartoon?
Charlie Brown.
Didn't they sing for Thanksgiving? I thought they sung for Thanksgiving.
I know they sung for Christmas.
Yeah, I know they sung for Christmas.
And I know they had one for the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah.
But
I thought they did one for Thanksgiving, too. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but, yeah, we need a Thanksgiving theme song.
Well, you add more lyrics to that, that'll be one. That'll be one in the books.
It's easy. And then you have, you know, for kids, it's easy to make up some stuff for kids and they start saying it.
Yes.
It's turkey day. Time to eat our food.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
God's been good. He blessed us. So now let's eat this good.
Yum, yum.
Y'all hear us over here trying to come up with some lyrics.
We coming up with one.
But yeah, though.
We got to make it happen.
You ain't got to come up with no more for Christmas, because Christmas don't never stop.
Christmas, no. Christmas always got a song.
I wouldn't be surprised you turn the radio right now and some Christmas song playing.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm pretty sure it is, too, because they always start it in
November. Yeah, they got the commercials out now. So
I love it, though, y'all. I love it. I love the time of year. I love the way it looks. I love the way it feels. I love the clothing that I see people wearing, chocolate sweaters and denim jeans and some chocolate boots. Stand it. I love it, y'all, because I'm a sweater kind of woman.
Not me.
Yes.
No.
I'm a sweater woman.
I just get
woman.
Me a pullover with a short sleeve
I'm talking,
shirt
I can do
underneath,
pullovers.
And that's it.
I can do pullovers. I can do coats. I can do jackets. I can do sweaters. I can do any of those things because I'm that kind of person, and I like for my shoes to match my top.
Oh.
So, yeah. But I got to get some shoes because right now all I got is some Nikes and stuff, and they ain't but one color, and that's black.
Well, they'll match yourself.
Because I got like a tan kind of like a checkerboard shirt, but it's like denim and like orange kind of tan. Ain't no Nike's gonna match that.
No.
So I gotta find me some brown shoes or something.
Well, they're everywhere. Yeah. It won't be hard to find. They're everywhere.
But yeah.
All these brown boots.
But I think you could dress so cute in the wintertime.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I'm talking about, you don't know, it'd be fine in the wintertime, boy. You know, you got to get your hair done right.
You can't really get your in the winter when the wind blowing.
No, I'm saying I'm saying get your if you dark hair girl, then you know you go straight or you can go big, curly, whatever. You know, you can have your little, if it's windy outside, you can get you your little chocolate, you know, little hood with the little bunny tail on the back of it. Mm. It'd be so cute. I could do all that.
Yeah.
I could do all that. But see, when the springtime come out, you know, you're going to grab your tank top, skirts, whatever.
And that's me. I'm shorts. The tank top.
And shorts.
Tank
and
top all day.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But it's just this one look, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, this one look kind of going on.
I'm simple.
Well, it's the skirts or shorts, you know. And you're trying to stay cool at the main. That's you know, mainly it. You're trying to stay cool. But in the wintertime, when you can even get a day that's not really like cold, but like in between.
Like today.
That you can swing and wear or like a thin. You can wear something that's kind of thin, that's long sleeve, but thin.
Yeah.
And still pull it off. I just love it.
Yeah, you just a winter person.
I am a winter.
And fall. Y'all, fall,
I'm gonna be, winter. I'm gonna be in winter wonderland.
Yeah, she will be.
Yeah. But y'all tell us what y'all like out there. What's your favorite seasons?
Yeah, y'all do that.
You know, or what, you know, I like them all, but you know, some
I'm pretty sure everybody's going to say, Christmas, yeah, winter.
And you know what? It ain't about, no, like, getting gifts and stuff. I just like the season. I love the season.
I mean, everybody should love Christmas because you get the lights, you get the Christmas songs, you get to see all the little pretty and decorations everywhere all around town.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is beautiful.
Yep, and it's all about Jesus. And you know, it ain't even about like, oh, I hope I get the best gift for my husband or my boyfriend or whatever, my girlfriend. No, it ain't about that. I think when you get a certain age, then you should start caring about what kind of gift you get.
I know, right?
Some people still get mad, though, if their husband or boyfriend or girlfriend don't get them a gift.
Yeah, they do.
Like, well, and here they are about 30-something years old.
30-something, going on 40-something, and they still get mad
because your boyfriend didn't get you a gift.
He didn't get me nothing. And that's why you're mad?
What? Mm. No, see, I'm beyond all that. I just enjoy the times.
I know. I don't really ask for nothing. I don't ask for nothing for Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to you if you want to buy me something.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to say, I want this for Christmas. Buy me this for Christmas. Nah, that's not me.
Right. I mean, you know, it's like if
but
you
when
want
I get
to,
it, I'll be, you know, I'll happy about it.
Yeah. No way am I going to turn it down or whatever. You know, who going to turn the gift away?
Nobody.
Nobody going to turn it away. But then I ain't going to go like, I ain't finna go like a Brazilla or whatever.
No.
On you because you didn't get me anything for Christmas.
Mm-mm. That'd be crazy.
That's like, it show you being petty.
Yes. And that's something that I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I'm not no petty type.
But anyway. Are you ready to get into the news?
Yeah, let's get ready to get into this news. Let's see what's popping. So welcome back, everybody, to the news portion. Today, I'm sure everybody that's a football fan that's, you know, you probably have heard about the Raiders player that was in the deadly car crash that caused the death of a young woman. It's so sad. But Henry Riggs III was driving at a speed of more than 150 miles per hour before he rear-ended another car, killing the woman inside. The woman was killed, was identified as Tina O'Tentor. She was 23 of Las Vegas. According to police, her dog was also killed that was in the car with her. Police say Ruggs, who was up until Tuesday, was a wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders, that was driving 156 miles per hour and with the blood alcohol content twice Nevada's legal limit. Police said that Ruggs showed signs of impairment at the scene. According to the court records reviewed by the NPR, Ruggs, who is 22, is facing charges of driving under the influences, causing death and a substantial bodily injury and reckless driving to both felonies. The Raiders released Ruggs following the news of the crash and just hours before he was set to face his first court appearance. We were devastated by the loss and life, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the victim's family. So, Quan, what do you think about this?
I just think it's sad on both sides. It's sad for the family who lost their loved one. You know, sorry for him too, because his life is about change.
Yeah.
I just feel sorry for both sides, but I mostly feel sorry for the family of the young lady.
Yeah, I do too.
But I feel sorry for him too, because I know he didn't know this was going to happen, but...
Of course not. But,
you know...
But he was impaired, and so, you know, he didn't... He wasn't knowing anything right then.
No.
I mean, you driving at like 156 miles per hour.
That is way too fast.
You're supposed to be like on the, you know, the race driver. You know, and here you are driving like that. But see, if he could have seen the future, no way he would have done it. But see, the thing about that is God gives you choices to make. And everybody knows that drinking and driving causes accidents.
Yep.
And I don't know, maybe he was used to drinking and driving. Who knows? Maybe he hadn't got caught. But, you know, this time, this the worst by far, because
he took somebody's life.
Yeah. And it not his, not the female that was in the car with him, because it was his girlfriend, Kiara Janai Kilgo Washington, was traveling with him at the time of the crash and was also injured. Prosecutors said Wednesday she was undergoing surgery for a serious arm injury. Okay, so she got injured, but... She and him, you know, were both still alive, you know, but now.
I mean, I'm glad of that.
And I am, I'm glad they survived,
but at the same time.
It's so sad because now this
the other woman,
is dead. And, you know, just think about what her family's going through.
It's hard for them, especially around the holidays. You know what I mean?
It's just so sad. I can't even wrap my mind around it, because it was just senseless. I don't understand. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I wonder, was the girlfriend drinking too?
I don't know. All I know that she told the police they were leaving a friend's house.
And what friend is going to let their friends drive drunk?
Especially. And they know that he's a public figure.
Haven't y'all seen the commercial, friends don't let friends drive drunk? Even when the friends don't let them drive when they buzz? But if you care about somebody, you would be like, you ain't finna go out like this. You might be mad because I won't let you go, but I'm not going to let you just get out there like that. You know, I'll take your keys, whatever. I'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I had to call the police to make sure that you don't get out there, I had to do that too, because I'd rather that you be alive and that, you know, you don't take the lives of somebody else out there, all because with some alcohol in a bottle, you know, and now his life is forever changed.
Sleep it off.
You know, and now his life is forever changed.
It is.
He had a good career, and now his career, life, his freedom, it's just gone. But the thing about it
at
is...
At a young age, too.
But the thing about it is, it's gone in a different way than the victim. The victim is gone from this world. See, she's gone from this world, never to be seen again here, never to be talked to. But him, he may go to jail, but, you know, he's still alive. But this is going to haunt him forever, because...
He might need a little help to get through it.
This is just terrible.
They don't need counseling and stuff.
But you know what? I'm against drinking and driving.
I am too.
You know, because I feel like, you know, everybody make the decisions to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you say you're grown and stuff, and you make the decision to go out there and drink, then get back in that car and drive.
I don't understand the friends who actually let him leave the house.
I don't understand.
And
either.
If the girl wasn't drinking, she should have took the keys and drove the car.
Right. She should have said, I'm not getting in this car with you like this, or I'm not going to let you, first of all, I'm not going to let you drive like this. You know, that's his girlfriend. I'm not going to let you drive, get in this car and you drunk.
Yep.
You're not finna get in this car and drive. But all these people, the house that he left from and stuff, they let him leave that way. I think, you know, even though it was him that doing the driving, but it's kind of on them too a little bit, because, you know, it's somebody who drinking, they're not thinking straight.
No.
If you knew that this person was tipsy or buzzed, drunk or whatever, then you should not let them go out.
And that's what I don't get.
But
I don't get that part.
But it's a sad situation.
And then they lived on the same block.
Yeah.
And the girlfriend said they was headed home.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was driving and stuff, she said that he said he thought it was a man. You know how everybody called him like, man, what this man doing?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that and he slammed on brake, but it was, you know, too late. Because when he slammed on brake, he hit her.
Mm.
Driving that fast.
But see, driving that fast, you can't just slam on brakes and don't think that you're going to hit nothing.
Yeah.
He was absolutely going too
And then she
fast.
Said that he didn't have a seatbelt on. Mm. So he was blessed that he didn't get thrown out
this
the car.
This is what the girlfriend was saying?
Yeah, she was telling the police that.
So then she can remember all day why she couldn't remember to take the keys and drive.
Exactly. That's how I said, was she drunk or was she wasn't? Was she sober? Because
she remembering what he's saying.
She should have drove.
Right. I mean, she remembering that he's saying, you know, just before the crash happened, what is this person doing? Whatever.
Yeah.
She remembering this. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt. You can remember all day, but you couldn't remember to take the keys from him and drive.
Exactly. Like, that's sad, though. And they were neighbors. Like, dang. Neighbors on being on the same block.
Yeah.
Like that. But it was sad. It's just sad. I feel sorry for the family, and I feel sorry for him, too.
I feel sorry for him because it's something that he's going to have to live with now for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
But I feel sorry for the family because they're going to have to live the rest of their lives without,
they lost the loved
without
one.
Her.
Lost the loved one over something that could have been avoided.
But I feel sorry, though, for everybody involved because, you know, nothing good comes out of drinking and driving. Nothing.
Not at all.
Nothing.
Not at all. So now if he are found guilty all four felonies, he is facing at least 46 years in prison, I think.
I can pretty much probably believe that they going to get him on all accounts.
I wonder, like he going to be booked. He going to be sitting in prison.
Mm-hmm. He going to,
But I wonder, will he spend the whole entire years?
I don't think that he will send the whole.
He'd probably be up for probation.
Yeah, I don't feel like he would do the whole 46 if they were to give him 46 years in jail, in prison. I do not feel like he would do the whole.
No, I don't think because, he would, too. Because, you know. They say he's not a bad person.
Right.
He don't have no criminal record. He don't get in trouble. So, they'll probably look at that.
Yeah, and he would probably, he would definitely have to go to, like, DUI school. He'll have to be in prison for some time, but I do not believe that he'll be in there for the, you know, the whole 45
for the whole
years.
Yeah,
no, I don't believe that, but I do, but I know that he, you know, he can get forgiveness.
I'm pretty sure he'll probably, you know, I if, know he's if gonna, he's a strong believer in God, he's gonna ask God for forgiveness, and I know he's gonna,
I know he's gonna ask the family
for forgiveness, and I'm pretty sure he's showing compassion because, like I said, they say he wasn't a bad person. And I know that he's sober now and he feels terrible.
Yeah, because now his mind is clear from alcohol. So now it's come to the light, like, oh my goodness, kill somebody.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad.
And then, you know, and whenever he do get out or whatever, his football career is over, you know.
Yeah, he won't play football no more. He won't play. And the Raiders already had cut him because they know he ain't getting out of this. And he was good. I think he was like on his second year as a receiver and stuff. That's why they tell them players, you can go out and have fun, but don't do that. Don't do that. Don't drink and drive. Like they say that you have so much, you know, on your phone, you can get an Uber, a taxi in Vegas and stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody could come pick you up.
And
I'm sure
he got homeboys, friends, cousins, family members.
Yeah.
Somebody could have called somebody.
Somebody should have called somebody. Somebody should have took the keys from him. Somebody should have told him, you're going to sleep it off at my house. Or I'm going to let such and such drive you home. Somebody. Call a taxi. Call an Uber. Somebody should have did something.
It's just,
if they were his true friends. But, you know. Yeah. I don't know. But it's just sad.
But
it's
I can't hardly get over this speed, though. 156 miles per hour.
I don't know.
156
never heard
miles
of that.
Per hour. I mean, that's like, why even put that? Why even make a car go that fast?
I have no idea. I don't know what he's going to show out with the girl in the car, or I don't know. But that just was beyond too fast.
But I'm saying though, why would they make a car to go 150 miles? 100?
I was thinking about that too.
I mean, especially if it's not a race car, why would they put that on there if it's not a race car? I understand if it's the racetrack. You know, because that's the profession of the cars running around there at 150 miles per hour.
Yeah.
But when you're just a regular citizen out here, I don't care if you're a celebrity, a football player, a singer, or whatever. You're not a race car driver. So why would they make cars just for regular people and put that many miles per hour on a car?
I have no idea. It's crazy. I wish they didn't, but.
Because you know what? It was really the impact of that car is what caused the damage and caused her to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going that fast? Of course.
But it's all sad. But we will keep everybody in prayer.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, I know he did it, but the man need prayer too. Right
now. Y'all pray for him too.
Because it was an accident, but, you know, it was a foolish accident. I'm going to tell you the truth, it did. But a lot of people, he is not the first one to cause an accident from
drinking and driving.
Right.
It's just that
he was another foolish public figure
who did
it. Because it's regular people who don't have no name, who don't have no name, You know, we got a name, but who ain't got no big time name who called Crash almost every day and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, he, so all I can say is let us pray for one another. Pray for him too. Don't hate him. Yes, it was a sad thing. Somebody lost their loved one, but hate is not going to bring her back. And pray for the family that God can strengthen their hearts too.
Yeah.
You know, because God got a way of working in situations that we humans mess up. So pray for everybody, okay? And on this note, don't drink and drive.
Please don't.
Don't even smoke weed and drive.
No drugs, alcohol.
None of that. Don't get in the car.
None of it.
And if you know somebody feeling a little tipsy, a little woozy, a little high, take the keys from them.
Take the keys or you drive
yourself.
Or call
the police or whatever. But don't let them be out there. Because it'll wind up being a whole lot worse. Be a good friend. And that's going to do it for the news part. What's up, Quan?
All right, today episode, y'all, we're going to have a little fun episode. And today's title is Dear American People.
Oh, dear American people, you writing the letter?
No. We're going to be telling y'all what we all do. And we, you know, including ourselves, too. So, no, this not no letter.
Oh, it's not a letter to the American people. I thought you was going to do a presidential thing, like, dear American people.
No.
There will be another sentence.
I know, right? Dear American people, don't worry. Another stimulus check is on the way.
Yeah, I thought you was going to get in there and do a speech and stuff. And, you know, a little American flag standing in the window back there, like, dear American people. I am not Joe Biden. Kamala, what her name?
Harris?
Yeah, I am not her either. I'm just a fellow citizen.
I'm not her because she's a no-show. Let me stop.
I'm going to start it out then you follow along. Okay.
All right, here we go. And this is what we just almost got to be talking about.
Okay.
Dear American people, it is not okay to drink and drive. It is not okay to get behind a wheel of a car while you're drunk. So please stop driving drunk, American people. Mm-hmm. And this is only for the American people because, you know, what other country does, that's what they do.
Well, that goes for them, too.
Well, this is only for American people.
I know this
people.
Is for American, but, okay, we're going to slash this, American slash other countries.
No. Dear American people. Pretty sure other countries that have their own.
Okay.
Country people.
Okay.
So don't drink and drive.
God
Please.
Bless America and no place else. I'm just saying. I got it off a movie.
I know, right?
I just had to say it. I got it off a movie. I had to say it, y'all.
I'm just kidding.
I hope God bless everybody. But yeah, okay. All right, so.
Now it's your turn.
All right. Dear American people, stop using the N-word all the time. Because now, and I'm saying this for Black people, white people, Mexican people, whoever use it. If you're living in America, stop using the N-word. Can we just do away with that word, please? Because I'm hearing everybody use it. I hear white people use it. I hear Black people use it. I hear little kids using it. I want everybody to stop using the N-word. Can we please just call people by their name, bruh, or sister, or sis, or whatever? But I am so tired of hearing the N-word.
Me too.
So, dear American people, please do away with the N-word.
Do away with it.
Corn the ball is in your court.
Dear American people, stop looking down on people who don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Dear American people, you're supposed to help your fellow Americans.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a homeless person, don't turn your nose down on them. Help them. Give them a helping hand.
Okay. Yeah, that's good because... As the crowd goes wild for her. So please stop looking down on people.
It's not nice.
Come on, Americans.
It's
We're supposed
not
to
nice.
Be, you know, the land of the free,
like
the great
that.
Country, and our people be doing the most damage.
Stop looking down on people
because they don't have what you have.
They treat them little homeless people so bad.
And those are homeless people, but guess what, y'all? What's after that homeless? People.
They're people.
Stop mistreating them because God made them too.
And we have a
and
lot of
you know you're
going
to get punished, don't you?
Yep.
You'll get punished. You mess with them and you treat them wrong. And they ain't got nothing. That's like kicking them while they down.
They're kicking them while they down.
See you.
He sure does. So start helping. Helping hand.
Okay.
Goes a long way.
Yes, it does. Dear American people, Ooh, American people. We got to leave these restaurants alone. Dear American people. America is trying to make us fat and unhealthy. I'm just saying, they want you to be unhealthy. It's more being unhealthy than even being overweight. They want you to be unhealthy because half of the food is not real, American people. Please, dear American people, I want you to do your research on your food. A lot of this food that you're eating is not even real. You think you're eating real beef and it's not.
It's fake.
It was grown in a lab from chemicals. So, dear American people, look at your food before you intake it, okay? Because they're trying to make you unhealthy.
They're poisoning you.
Yeah, so.
They're causing you to have cancer.
So, dear American people, if you can imagine your food with crossbones on it before you open it.
I know.
Then don't buy it. Yeah. When you see the MM sign, the BK sign, imagine crossbones and just keep going. You go home and cook your own food.
Cook your own food.
I guarantee it'll be more healthier though than what you buy from the restaurant.
It sure will.
So, yeah.
Learn how to cook. Learn how to cook if you don't want to be poisoned.
Come on, America. We're getting too unhealthy now.
Yes. Stay out the restaurants.
Yeah. All right, Quan.
All right. Dear American people, it is not okay to dislike another race because they have a different shade of color.
Mm-hmm.
Dear American people, it is not okay to call that person out of their name because mm-hmm. they don't look like you.
Mm-hmm.
Dear American people, stop hating mm-hmm. other races because they Please. Are different from you.
Please.
So stop with the hate. Stop it.
Yeah. We cannot stress
Let us
this
all
enough.
Come together.
Yes,
as one American people.
Yeah, because we're all brothers and sisters anyway.
We are all brothers and sisters on a God eye sight.
How I'm going to hate you because you're white?
I don't.
I'm going to hate you because you're black.
That's right.
I'm going to hate you because you're Spanish.
That's right.
So God made you.
Each other because we have different skin color.
He didn't make us all to look alike, but we are all people.
We are all sisters and brothers because
skin.
We all have the same father.
Yes.
Our heavenly father.
That's right.
Now, our earthly fathers are different.
Yeah, but you know, the heavenly father, because he the one made
We
him.
Are all his children, and yes, we are right. all family.
Yeah, we are family.
So stop hating each other.
Hating on me.
That's right.
And you. Okay, because I'm gonna tell you,
it's not nice.
I always say in our podcast and stuff, I'm a people person. I love people. I don't care what color you are.
That's right.
I do not care.
Love
I don't
everybody.
Care Chinese, Japanese, Koreanese, Jawananese, whatever. I don't care. I'm a people person because when I see a Mexican person, I still see a human. When I see white people, I still see humans. When I see black people, I still see humans. When I see whatever nationality of people.
You're
I still
human.
See human being. I'm a people person, and color don't mean that. Color don't mean nothing to me. It's just that you're a different color than I am, but you're still a human being.
That's right. I'm black. You're white.
And it's just like that.
Indian.
Yeah.
Native American.
Don't matter.
Chinese.
Don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Does not matter.
I think all different shades of color are beautiful.
They are, because I can look at some people like, wow, you know, they can be like some Chinese people. They'll look. Really tan, and some of them look very, very fair.
Yeah.
And then you got some Mexicans who look, you know, very, very tan, and you got some of them look very, very fair. Then you got some Indian people who look very, very dark.
Mm-hmm.
Darker than me, you know, and then you got some that's fair. But you know what? It's just the all, and you know how good, you know, God is. He can make all these different shades of people.
I know, right?
You know, so why hate
so
on something that you
hating.
Didn't make? God did.
That's right.
So if you got a problem
Don't hate.
With Skin, if you got a problem with somebody's skin color, you need to take it up with God, not them. Because
I know,
sense.
Right? You take it up with the Father.
Yeah,
He made us.
You go to Him with all that. Okay,
yeah, you go to him. Tell Him that I don't like so and so because she's black, or I don't like so and so because she's white.
And then you might get yourself taken out the world.
Yeah, you can't do that, American people. So please stop hating.
Yeah,
don't hate.
Come
people.
On, America.
Let us all love each other as one. Yeah. All right, May, your turn.
All right, dear American people. In a way, we are all behind the cell. You know what that means?
Uh-uh. What are you talking about, Meg?
We all been locked up. Cell phone.
Oh!
The cell phones. have us in our own jail cell.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Dear American people, it's we be so glued to the phone sometimes. We're walking in walls. People are feeling holes, breaking their ankle. Somebody got almost hit by a car when they crossing the street because they head down in the phone.
Yeah,
you know, we stay up all night because the phone in our face. You know, we don't come prisoners to the cell phone.
Yes, we have.
Dear American people, we need to put it down sometime and focus on what's in front of our face and not the phone. You know?
That is so true.
Yeah, because I don't care who it is. Young and old, people be their head down. You know what? It's the American people gonna be. They're gonna be like ostriches or something. They're gonna have humps.
I know.
Yeah, we ain't gonna even walk up right like the people supposed to walk up. Our head gonna be start growing. The vertebrates in our neck and stuff gonna start going down.
Gonna start going down. You're like, what is that?
What kind of
species is that?
And all be going to the chiropractor. Everybody in America. Gonna have a neck that go one way.
Yeah, that'll be weird looking. That'll be weird.
No, we can't be prisoner cell phone.
Nope, you cannot. Electronic, let it go.
Yeah, and it's got you in jail. It's in a cell.
It got me in jail at nighttime because it keep me up.
Yeah, see, she in a cell, y'all. Yeah. She been locked up and the cell phone won't let her out. So, dear American people. We need to put it down sometime.
Put it down. Mm. All right. Dear American people, it is not okay to steal other people's culture.
Culture appropriation.
It is not okay to steal people's culture and then say you came up with it yourself.
That's wrong.
Dear American people, stop stealing.
That's cringy.
It's stealing. You cannot take other people's culture.
You can't do that.
You can't
y'all.
Do that.
You can't.
You can't.
And we still lovers of people. We are people.
Yes.
You know,
but
you can't take another culture
and then
say
prosper off of it.
Prosper off of and say, you know, really
we
came up with this right here, this new style. And it's a braid pattern.
Or clothes or you know, whatever or clothes. Else. Or you skin get, color you get, or whatever
ooh,
else.
Cringy.
Stop. Taking other people's culture.
I can't walk around in African attire all the time.
Exactly.
And be like, I came up with this right here when I know that Africans came up with this.
Mm-mm.
You know, when they've been doing this their whole life.
Nope.
And then we'll come up with my idea. I came up with this. No.
You can't.
I come up with you know, a really good style and be like, you know, we come up with this style. I'm putting this together here and I'm doing this and I came up with this style. No, you didn't, hon. No, Mm-mm. you did. You saw somebody else with it. And they weren't even your color.
Like, I can't go over there to China and take from them and say, I came up with it. No,
because they basically came up with it.
They came
if you look at the microphone.
They got a culture. They have their own culture. And I can't go over there and steal from them and then come back over here and say, I made this.
Yeah, you ain't make no Chinese food. You ain't make the Asian sauce.
I don't know how to make that.
You did not make that Asian sauce.
So, dear American people,
stop
stealing other people's
cultures.
It's not nice.
Don't be a culture stealer.
Cool.
Don't be a culture stealer.
No.
Stop. Okay, so dear American people, stop having attitudes.
Yes,
my goodness,
attitude.
You know, we in the land of the free, home of the brave, boy, and there's so many people with attitudes.
Yes,
I mean, somebody can be not even just take for instance, you're in Walmart, somebody paying for stuff and. Them, I don't know. They didn't charge you for something or whatever. They didn't put it on there. Okay. Or maybe they overcharge you. And then somebody just blow up at them. Yeah, I did this and I paid for that right in there. Blah, blah. Okay. It's a simple mistake. Stop going off on people for no reason.
Please.
Somebody didn't put the pickles on your hamburger. I ordered pickles on this and it ain't got none on it.
Ain't got no pickles on my hamburger.
And I ain't paying for it because it ain't the way I want it. I mean, you know what attitude about pickles? American people, dear Americans, stop having attitude.
Please
show a
do.
Little more gratitude,
please,
and being thankful. Let some things slide.
Yeah,
you know, especially you know, in no life threatening things. Okay, so what? They didn't put your ketchup and your mayonnaise or whatever on the ham sandwich or whatever. Ain't no reason to go up in there like you gonna blow it, set it off. We ain't trying to set it off.
Nope.
Okay, don't set it off in there. Show a little gratitude. But just if you want your
be
stuff
nice.
On. Hey, excuse me. My sandwich didn't have my mayo on it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll give it to you. Whatever. Okay, that's all you got to do. Stop having bad attitude.
Yeah, please do.
I mean, people look at you. So what? People look at people every day. Don't go off the, don't fly off the handle because somebody looking at you. Ugh.
All right, I got about one more. Dear American people, stop taking something that don't belongs to you.
Wait, is this like cultural appropriation?
No, this right here is sticky fingers.
Ooh.
Dear American people, if you didn't buy it,
oh yeah,
don't take it.
That's one of my things right there that get me high.
Don't like thieves. Don't like thieves. If you didn't buy it with your own money,
for real.
Don't take it from somebody else's yard.
Don't
break in their car because you didn't buy it.
How you gonna break the windows out somebody else's car and steal whatever they got inside?
Exactly. Stop breaking into people's houses. That is not your house.
That's not your house. This somebody else's house and you done broke in and you stealing stuff and then I'm breaking up them folks' stuff.
It's not yours. And for the cyber thieves,
stop
stealing.
That's not your banking account. Why are you hacking, stealing somebody else's hard-earned money? Stop
sticky
it.
Sticky fingers. Keep them fingers to yourself.
Stop,
or go out
you
and
bandits.
Make your own money.
Sticky bandits.
Yeah.
You run up in somebody else's house.
Make
okay,
your
get
own money.
So, dear American people, stop with the
stealing.
Stop stealing, young
don't
folks.
Don't put your
old
hand
folks.
In nobody else's pocket.
No.
Don't put your hands in nobody else's bank account.
Because you might get it blowed off.
You might get it blowed off.
Then what you have to walk around the rest of your life with a blowed off shoulder?
All from stealing.
You're going to be mad because you ain't going to be able to do the stuff you used to do.
But then
if you was a sticky finger bandit, then that's why I call your shoulder get blowed off in the first place. So, but stop stealing. If that ain't your house, don't be going nobody ass house.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want nobody coming up in my house and, you know, I ain't got a whole lot of stuff. I ain't no millionaire or nothing like that. But what's mine is mine, and it's in my house. And then you're going to go up in my house, and you're going to steal what I got.
It is not yours. So,
and
please.
Then what make it bad, you're going to go sell it.
I know. You know a lot of those.
Yeah. Ooh.
They try to sell you something that they didn't stole.
They done stole,
they didn't put their little sticky fingers on it. They stole
somebody.
It. And now they come say, I got something for sale.
You got somebody going in their house, stepping on some broken glass that you done broke out, and then all this stuff missing. No.
Oh,
ooh,
my
I'm
goodness.
I'm going to tell you now, a thief.
You can't have no dealings with a thief.
I know a thief. They say like a liar and a thief, a robber and a thief, a liar, whatever. They're about the same because, you know, they're going to lie about where they get stuff from
oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they go right neck and neck. But you know, a thief and stuff. I can't stand when somebody go in there and steal somebody else's stuff.
Mm-mm.
When that person maybe don't work hard to get what they got.
And then
somebody will come in their yard, in their house, break in their house and steal, or break in their car and steal what they got.
It just makes you so mad.
Ooh,
so, dear
child.
American people, stop
that'll
stealing.
That'll make me slap somebody face so hard, their eyeballs will come out.
Stop having the sticky fingers,
yeah,
dear American people.
Yeah, because sticky fingers are not good.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. All right, so, well, let me go ahead and put this in here. Dear American people, can we all just get along?
Get along.
That's one thing I think we can all do.
You would think.
That's what I'm saying. We all, you know, we're saying, dear American people, stop. But what can we say, dear American people, can we all just get along? Can we just try to get along better?
It would be so good.
I like
if
to
we
smile.
Could.
I'm just going to start going and smiling. People might think I'm crazy and stuff, but I'm just going
to
smile.
Why that girl smiling over there? She's smiling to herself.
Look, I'm smiling. Like, this is not a Joker product.
This is a smile because I want everybody to get along.
I have inside. Yeah, can we all just try to get along and make the world a little bit better place? Because we tired of all this crap people be doing and stuff. We want some joy and some happiness.
Some kind of happiness.
I mean, can we turn the TV on and see some good stuff?
That would be someday if you turn the news on and it's no killing,
like, it's
no
stick,
no
good
nothing.
Good day news. Good.
Everything was good on the up and up.
The good day news. And I mean,
that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. So, you know, like we always, me and Quan about positive vibes and stuff. We about that positive vibe life. You know what I'm saying?
We about that
PV life, you know, positive vibe.
Yeah.
And so we try to spread the encouragement. So, you know, you find something you can do to make somebody's day a little bit better, then do it. You know, but it's just, you know, we all trying to get along out here. We got to be in the world together, so why can't we just work together?
It's a crazy world.
And work together.
Gotta work hard.
Can we work together without you stealing my stuff? can I work with you and make money with you without you stealing my money?
Exactly.
You know, here we are, you know, my managing stuff, and you stealing all my money.
Can I be your friend without you taking from me? If I turn my back, you're not going to take this, right?
Right. Can I be your friend, you know, without you just stealing my culture?
I know, right?
Or can you ask me first?
You think
I can wear this? I can rock this. I know I ain't this and whatever. Go ahead.
Can I have this?
Sure.
Yeah. Instead of taking it.
Yeah, don't. So just start with all that.
Can I borrow your ride to go to the store?
Yeah, go ahead, take it. Don't crash it, you know.
Don't crash it. Just bring it back.
Run the bite over. Don't run the bite over.
Put some gas in there and bring it back when you're done.
Can you not run the bite over?
I know.
In my car. You know, can you bring it back? I'll let you use it. Ain't got no problem with you using it.
Or can I come stay the night with you? Sure.
And then all my stuff gone in the morning.
Just don't take none of my stuff.
Then I'm calling your cell phone. I'm like, I'm sorry. The person you trying to call is out of reach. Like, what is this? I just talked to you yesterday.
Is no longer in service.
What in the world is going on? Like, how you managed to change your number that fast?
I know, right? That wasn't his cell phone.
No. All jokes aside, y'all be good. Be good. Be good
to
each other.
Be good
to
your people. Let us all come together as one.
Yeah.
Let us all love each other.
Love, love, love.
Let us all get along. And love each other for who we are. Let's stop the killing. Let's stop the stealing. Let's stop the hating. And let us come together the way God intended us to be. He didn't intend us. He didn't want us to be separated. He wanted us to come together. He wanted us to love each other because we are all brothers and sisters. And he is our father. And he's looking down on us. And right now, he's not happy about what he is seeing. So let us all come together the way that he wants us.
Come on, y'all.
To.
Let's come together.
Come together, right now.
Over me.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
If that one man can do it, then I mean, what that say about us? This one man has so much love in his heart for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. And he wanted us all to come together, but we still got a long way to go. So, American people, we love you.
Got me humming Michael Jackson now. Okay, yeah that's right.
We love you guys, and we just hope and pray that one day that we all can come together.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can we do this?
I think we can. Yeah. I might be using Butthead.
Ew, I never liked that. Ew, I don't even want to think about them. They were ugly. They were ugly.
Yeah, they was
and
ugly.
And I ain't never liked it. Ew.
I didn't like that. No, they had, one of them had like a pimple on his nose.
They were like very funky characters.
Yeah.
I ain't like that.
Mm-mm. That was the most ugly
cartoon I've ever seen.
Ever.
It was just ugly. They were ugly.
I had fun today.
I had fun too, y'all.
It was a fun episode.
It was. It was a good episode. So, you know, what do you think about Dear America people? Dear American people, what do you guys think?
Guys, tell us what you guys think.
Like, comment, subscribe. You know what to do.
Drop it in a DM.
Drop it down.
On our Instagram page.
And let us
talk
know.
Talk with us.
Yeah.
Underscore
and y'all, podcast. And y'all just keep on looking. Y'all just keep on. We know we got some new things coming out, you know, but, you know, we're going to try to get our YouTube page up and going, but y'all just bear with us.
Yeah, we're
going
to try to do that.
Just bear with us. It's taking us a moment, a little bit of time, but y'all, you know.
Bear with us because it's that right around the corner.
Yeah, we're gonna be trying to, you know, spice up and do some other stuff. We're gonna have some fun game times on here. We're gonna be doing all that. So y'all just bear with us and, you know, keep us up on the up and up, and we'll do the same for you guys. You
give
know?
Us the feedback.
Yeah, please do. And we enjoy you guys listening to us. We enjoy the feedback. It's all positive. Thank you very much.
For the Facebook groups, we appreciate you guys.
Thank you for the feedback.
Yes.
We appreciate it very much. So
yes, we're on the up and up. And we are liking it.
Yeah, we are. And we're
trying to continue to move on up.
And we want to let you guys know that we appreciate it.
What's that song? Know? Moving on up to the east side.
Finally got a piece of the sky.
All right, y'all. We're figuring to get up out of here. Remember, download, comment, subscribe, share this podcast on any podcast platform that is out there.
Do that.
Support us on anchor.fm, y'all. Show y'all support. Y'all can leave us messages on there, too.
Leave us messages. Y'all don't know. I get excited about the messages.
Yeah, leave us some messages on anchor.fm. Follow us on all the social medias, y'all.
On the social media platforms, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is.
Y'all know what it is.
Y'all know what it do when I do it.
All right, till then, I am your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And you've been chilling with the best.
Oh, yeah.
We will talk to you guys next time.
See ya. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye.